It is just after 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh. You're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And it's time to end the show. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to hand it off to the Mockster for Vive La Mock. He'll take you all the way until 1 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe I'll see you tonight up at Certain Death 3. Have a great, fun, and safe weekend, Pittsburgh. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place, here on 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh or streaming anywhere in the world online at wrct.org. Hey, good evening, Pittsburgh. Thank you to Flavio for a fantastic show from Ipanema to the World. It's just past 8 p.m., and you're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a few cuts from the bin, some songs labels have recently sent us in the mail, and after that, about 50 minutes of house music or house adjacent music. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great show for you tonight. You say it's been a pleasure. I hope you're misled. We have something in the past of rain. You flip the round, the stars align. No, you gotta think twice on your last good advice. On your last good advice. On your last. just heard See It Your Way from Dragon N3 from their latest album. Dragon N3's latest album called Trade Secrets. Before that we heard Kind of Light from Body Wash. And at the top of the hour we heard Last Good Advice from Glass Reel. This is the 2023 edit of A.G. Cook's Beautiful. You're listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh. We'll be right back. That was Gemini by Cree, a cry spelled C-R-I. It's 63 degrees here in Pittsburgh, getting a little chilly as the sun's going down. In this week's music news, dancehall legend Vybz Kartel, after 10 years of releasing number one hits from behind bars due to the alleged murder of Clive Williams, has been ordered to be freed by none other than King Charles of England. That's right, world boss himself, Vybz Kartel, is being freed after 10 years. And King Charles says he doesn't even have enough to pay his own court fees. We know you love listening to this program from the basement here on WRCT, but the WRCT schedule is packed with other fantastic shows such as Liquid Means Rewind, A Gunshot Means Forward. You requested it, so we rewind. Tune in to Liquid Means Rewind on Thursdays at 10:30 p.m. to hear the finest selection of jazz, dub, reggae, house, techno, two-step, garage, jungle, and more. That's hosted by Big Cashew, only on WRCT Pittsburgh. In the past 2 weeks, he's been playing some Brazilian funk. I caught it 2 weeks ago, but last night I made a rare miss of tuning in. Had a date, and that took precedence. All right, back to the music. We've got Wasted by Ludes and Skin on Skin next. One of my favorite tracks that I found last year, but it's from 2020.
I don't wanna waste no time. I don't wanna waste no time. Ready for you and I.
This is from the basement on WRCT, playing electronic music from 8 to 9 p.m. in preparation for tonight's event at Certain Death 2. Looking forward to seeing Jellyfish among some other DJs tonight at a special venue along the Allegheny River. For details, check Instagram. Search up Jellyfish, I guess. Certain Death 2. Anyways, we've got Twice from Romy, from her debut solo album Midair, one of my favorites from 2023. I've played this one before, but as she said herself, so good, we did it twice. Years of trying to get you off my brain, off my brain. Never knowing you felt the same way, the same way. Cause I've had other lovers, but they don't have your eyes. Who am I to deny? The shivers running down my spine. Now I'm dying inside. Every time we say goodnight. And who am I to deny? I throw my hands into the sky. It's strange enough, once in a lifetime. It must be love if it happens twice. Pull back the covers. Let me feel the warmth of your skin. Last weekend, you might have tuned in to Vinylthon on WRCT, where we spun vinyl records all Saturday long. And if you were inspired by that event to pick up some vinyl for yourself, you're in luck, because WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, you can visit the website atticrecordstoreinc.com or call the phone number 412-821-8484. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT Pittsburgh, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. And if you're ever curious to call into the WRCT studio, if there's a live DJ, hopefully they'll pick up. The number is 412-268-WRCT. That's 412-268-9728. For any requests or any questions about a song you just heard, or just to say hi. Back to the music. On Pittsburgh's best radio station, we've got a classic house track back from 1995. It's Time of Love by Paul Johnson from his album Bump Talkin'. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. That was Paul Johnson's Time of Love. Time of Love? I sure hope so. It's Friday night. Anyways, I'm here to ask you, did you know that an estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year? That's why it's important to always use separate cutting boards for raw meat and vegetables. Clean, separate, cook, chill. Chill in multiple ways. To learn more about the 4 steps to keep your family safe from foodborne illness, please visit foodsafety.gov. This message is brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Up next, we've got some more house music for you. This is the extended version of Change This Pain for Ecstasy by Rex the Dog from 2023. Tonight, Pittsburgh.
I won't cry. I just feel that life could be more than this. Yeah. Take away my sorrow and this pain. Oh, take this kiss, this ecstasy. I won't cry. I just feel that life could be more than this. Yeah. Take away my sorrow and this pain. Take away my sorrow and this pain. Take away my sorrow. Take away my sorrow and this pain. Take away my sorrow and this pain.
Thank you.
You know you love tuning into this program from the basement here on WRCT. The WRCT schedule is packed with other fantastic shows, such as the New and Newer Music Show. Do you like new music and free tickets to shows? If so, you should listen to the New and Newer Music Show every Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m. Or you can join Peter as he plays your favorite new music and gives away tickets to your favorite band and artist shows. Listen to the New and Newer Music Show on 88.3 FM, stream at WRCT.org, and follow on Instagram at newshowwrct. Got a new stuff. Got a lot of new stuff to celebrate. You can call in. Let us know what you're celebrating at 412-268-WRCT. Celebrating a new season. New haircut. New shoes. New lover. New Blade album. New flavor of kombucha. And new music. The next. Not a new song. It's from 1997. That's when I'm from. From Le Nightclub, Santa Claus. If you want to view the whole WRCT schedule, you can visit wrct.org/schedule. And if you want to see the top 10 of WRCT charts, that is the top 10 most played albums on WRCT of the week, you can do so at wrct.org. Number one is Volume 9 by Bardo Pond. I won't tell you the rest, though. You'll have to check it out for yourself. All right, this is Santa Claus by Le Nightclub. Before I came over here, I had the opportunity to catch up with an old friend from middle school that I hadn't seen in many years. And just the other day, I got a phone call from a friend I haven't talked to in a while, just out of the blue. Got to call him back and talk for about an hour. If you're looking for a sign to reach out to an old friend, this is it, my friends. Go ahead and call that old friend out of the blue. You might be surprised with the conversations you might have. In fact, from one of those conversations, I think when I'm in L.A. in June, I'm going to end up driving out and visiting someone who I otherwise didn't plan to see out in Joshua Tree. So go ahead and make that phone call. We'll be right back. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? It means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. So if you've got camping plans coming up, and I know you do, because it's summer, just know there might be many ways to start a fire, but there's only one sure way to put it out. So before heading into the wilderness armed with marshmallows and hot dogs, learn to properly extinguish your campfire by following these simple steps. First, drown your embers with lots of water or dirt, then stir them with a shovel or stick, and then drown the embers again. Then see if fire feels cold to the back of your hand, and if it doesn't, start over. By following these proper steps, you can help prevent a huge disaster. So before you leave, remember to drown, stir, drown again, and feel. Because your fire might look out, but that doesn't mean it is out. For more information, visit smokybear.com. And remember, only you can prevent wildfires. This is a public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and WRCT Pittsburgh. Back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is another Paul Johnson track. This one from 1996, the album Feel the Music. This one's called A Little Something Something. It is just after 9 p.m. here in Pittsburgh. You're listening to From the Basement here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. And it's time to end the show. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to hand it off to the Mockster for Vive La Mock. He'll take you all the way until 1 o'clock in the morning. Thanks for tuning in. Maybe I'll see you tonight up at Certain Death 3. Have a great, fun, and safe weekend, Pittsburgh. I'll see you next week. Same time, same place, here on 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, or streaming anywhere in the world online at wrct.org.
Welcome to Counterspin, your weekly look behind the headlines. I'm Janine Jackson. This week on Counterspin, Springfield, Ohio schools are facing bomb threats because some people believe that Haitian immigrants are stealing and eating dogs and cats. According to candidates for the country's highest offices and the KKK flyers showing up around town, this means that these legal immigrants should be pushed out of the country, or, no doubt in the minds of inspired vigilantes, much worse. We spoke with filmmaker, activist, and author Jen Senko in April 2023. The Brainwashing of My Dad, Senko's film and the book based on it, are an effort to engage the effects of yelling, punching down reactionary media. We'll hear our conversation with her this week on Counterspin. That's coming up, but first a quick look back at some recent press. New York Times publisher A.G. Sulzberger issued a lengthy warning in the Washington Post on the dangers another Donald Trump presidency would pose to a free and independent press. And while you might think that's a prelude to declaring that the Times would work to defend democracy, no. As Julie Holler explains at fair.org, Sulzberger went on to say, quote, "As someone who strongly believes in the foundational importance of journalistic independence, I have no interest in wading into politics," close quote. What's that? Newspapers regularly endorse candidates, for one, but also make choices all the time about what they report. For example, media's outsized coverage of Trump himself since 2015, or the dismissal of persistently popular ideas like universal health care. Sulzberger went on to say, quote, "I disagree with those who have suggested that the risk Trump poses to the free press is so high that news organizations such as mine should cast aside neutrality and directly oppose his reelection," close quote. The Times, says Sulzberger, is, quote, "committed to following the facts and presenting a full, fair, and accurate picture of November's election and the candidates and issues shaping it," close quote. Meanwhile, the actual New York Times tells us that crime is a top concern, though it's at its lowest level since the 1960s, that the nation's commitment to the peaceful resolution of political difference is threatened by neither party in particular, and that Biden's age merits more headlines than Trump's obvious incoherence or refusal to commit to accepting the results of an election. It's not giving up independence for a news outlet to try through its reporting to prevent a tyrant from taking over the country. There's no contradiction between doing that and a careful scrutiny of the Harris campaign. But as Holler